down, put your hands on top of your head, and interlock your fingers.
No, wait a minute. We're only a block
hands
away from
our house.
Hands
on your head, interlock your fingers.
Wait! Me and my wife are just coming home from an award show.
Calm down.
Put your hands on top.
More than 15 years before George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, the Oscar-winning Best Picture Crash portrayed how systemic racism is interwoven through everyday life. In an early telling scene, two white Los Angeles police officers stop a wealthy black television director and his wife as they drive home from an award show. Despite the couple's social status, Sergeant Ryan makes it clear he is in control.
Get your legs open. Now, do you have any guns or knives or anything I might get stuck with?
The sergeant conducts a very intimate pat-down of the wife, probing every outer and inner inch of her. His rookie partner looks disturbed, but doesn't stop the search. And the husband seems as disturbed as his wife being molested.
Now, we could use our discretion and let you go with a warning. Or we could cuff you and put you in the back of the car. What do you think we should do, sir?
Look, we're sorry. And we would appreciate if you just let us go with a warning, please.
Man's apologizing, Tommy. I think we can let him go.
It may be a movie, but the scene is very telling about how force can be used by police and the additional threat of sexual assault faced by women, especially black women.
Something that we found is that women have experienced an over 300% increase in use of force incidents between 1999 and 2015. And while men have also experienced an increase in use of force incidents, it was only about 100%.
Wanda Bertram is the spokesperson for the Prison Policy Initiative, a Massachusetts-based researcher concerned about the over-criminalization of society. There's little consistently reported data about police use of force that's readily available to the public, but PPI has been a watchdog.
We know that those things are happening. What I think this moment is bringing attention to is, you know, why do those things happen? You know, if we sort of assume that that's just naturally how things are supposed to go, that we're making a big mistake and we're overlooking the systemic racism and inequality that has caused that to be the case.
Bertram says PPI found black women are three times more likely to experience use of force during a police stop than white women. In fact, black women experience use of force more than white women and white men. And the Justice Department found that 84% of those who experienced police force perceived the action to be excessive.
And that's important, right? It's important, you know, not just because it says something about how police perceive the behavior and the mannerisms of black women as compared to white women, but it also gets at something even bigger about police operating in black communities may feel themselves to be more threatened or are more primed for a forceful incident than when they're in white communities.
There's even less data available about police use of sexual force, but research tells us that sexual misconduct is the second most common form of misconduct. A law enforcement official is caught in an act of sexual misconduct every 5 days. More than 40% of cases involve a repeat offender, and half involve minors. Bertram says as women become more visible in the criminal justice system, it becomes more important to understand how they are policed differently than men and what gender-responsive police training is needed.
Paying attention to why women go to prison, why they're locked up, the sorts of expectations and stereotypes that are perpetuated by our legal system in doing that helps us understand the problems with our criminal legal system more generally.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.